Welcome to Truth Talk. This is your host, Larry Bryant, and the truth is out there. You know, it's our job to seek it. You know, if your heart is into seeking the truth, then you definitely will find it. You'll knock and it shall be open. Seek and you shall find. Today we're going to take a look over in Nehemiah. And the whole book of Nehemiah, talks about how that, the Jewish people, Jerusalem had been destroyed and they were dispersed, throughout the world at that time. And for about 100 years before Nehemiah, the Jews had started coming back to Jerusalem, but Jerusalem was still in shambles. And of course, most of the Jews hadn't come back. And we see here that in chapter 1 of Nehemiah, Nehemiah has some questions, and some people come here, are passing through, some of his brethren and so on, and says there in around verse 2 or so, it says that I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped and who had survived the captivity and concerning Jerusalem. So he's asking, he's in Persia, and he's a cupbearer. He is a servant to the king of Persia, and he's got life good, but it's not always just about us. It's not always about me. We all to some extent, it is about me individually. But there's a bigger picture that we have to all look into. And Nehemiah, his heart wasn't just about him and his condition, but the condition of his people, and the condition of Jerusalem, his state, his city, his religion. Are we concerned, about our nation? Are we concerned about our Christianity? Are we concerned about our fellow Christians and the state that they're in and the state that our nation is in? That's what's going through Nehemiah's mind at this time. And so, he gets word from them. Says in verse 3, and they said to him, the survivors who have left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and the gates are burned with fire. And so it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. So he's heartsick at the condition of his nation, of his people, of the holy city of Jerusalem. How many of us are heartsick about the spiritual condition of our nation, about the church in general? What did Nehemiah do? Well, he started to pray there in chapter 1. It talks about how he went before the Lord and he prayed, to the God of heaven. And, he went to him and, talking about the great and awesome God. And, hey, God, you're the one that keeps your covenant and, your mercy and your commands. And so, not only is he reminding, in his prayers, he's sort of reminding God, but he's also reminding himself. We need to do that. We need to remind ourselves, what God has said. We need to remind ourselves of God's covenant with us, of the things that he's promised, and that how God is always faithful. We need to build ourselves up in the spirit. But he's praying here. And he lays it out. I mean, you know, not only does he remind himself and remind God of the covenant and so on, but he admits, hey God, you know, we've missed it. Man, we have sinned. You know, we've fallen short. You know, forgive us. You know, we all need to do that individually. We need to do that as a church body. You know, recognize our failings and therefore the failings of our nation, and come to the Lord with that, because you know, God is able to correct it. You know, here Nehemiah said, both my father's house and I have sinned. We've acted corruptly against you. We've not kept your commandments and statutes or your ordinances. Yeah, it's easy for us to say, yeah, you know, the nation isn't doing that. The nation isn't standing right. The nation isn't doing what it's supposed to do. But then let's look at us, okay? Let's look at the church itself. Is the church doing what it's supposed to do? Are we doing what we're supposed to do? You know, here the walls have been torn down. And here Nehemiah is talking about some physical walls, and we could relate that to physical walls. There are a lot of people that will relate that to physical wall building. But, you know, we want to look at some spiritual walls. Have we tore down some spiritual walls around our nation? Have we tore down some spiritual walls around ourselves? You know, what is a wall for? A wall is for protection. It's to protect you, your loved ones. It's to protect the things that you care about. That's why you have these walls. It's for protection, for security. And, you know, God has given us some spiritual walls. But do we sometimes tear it down? Do we break down the spiritual walls that God has placed around us? You know, Nehemiah, after his prayer, you know, he's there, the last verse of chapter 1 says, mentions, "For I was the king's cupbearer." And then in chapter 2, here he's serving the king of Persia. And the king notices him. And he's got sort of a sad countenance on his face. So he asks him, "Hey, man, you know, what's the matter? You know, what's up? You sick?" He said, "I don't think you're sick. So what's going on?" Says, "This is nothing but sorrow of heart." Yeah, and so Nehemiah tells him, you know, he says, "Hey, may the king live forever. You know, hey, king, live forever." Says, "Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tomb, lies waste and its gates are burned with fire?" And then the king asked him, or "What do you request? You know, what do you need? You know, what's going to get you out of the gloomies here? What can I do for you?" And so Nehemiah tells him, you know, "Hey, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I'd ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tomb, that I may rebuild it." So the king, being the king, asked some prudent questions. "Well, how long are you going to be gone? You know, what's it going to take?" And so on. And so Nehemiah answers those questions. And so the king grants his request. And then Nehemiah goes on and asks the king, says, "Well, you know, if it pleases the king, you know, give me some letters, because I'm going to have to pass through some foreign lands here. So, you know, give me some letters so I can have safe passage. They'll allow me to go through." And when I get there, you know, give me some letters here. So to the keeper of the king's forest, because, you know, we're going to have some timbers to rebuild the gates and stuff. And so, you know, give me some letters so I can do some of the things that I need to do to get this job done. And so the king granted him all that. And so he goes on to the wall. And in verse 11 of chapter 2, it says, "So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. Then I arose in the night, I and a few men with me. I told no one what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, nor was there any animals with me except the one which I rode. And they went out through the night there, went out through the gate, and they surveyed the area. They looked at the destroyed gate." Yeah, I find that kind of interesting there in Jerusalem. He's there 3 days, and then he arose in the night. Seems like I remember somebody else being there 3 days and rising up. We see here that so Nehemiah has done this, and he goes there, and he says to the people there, to the Jews and to the priests, he says, "Hey, you see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste. Its gates are burned with fire. It says, come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer be a reproach." And then on down it says, "Let us rise up and build." And they set their hands to do this good work. So the people got engaged. The people took it upon themselves to follow Nehemiah and to do this good work of rebuilding the wall. And, of course, not everybody is happy about that. You know, there was Sanballat, you know, and Tobiah, and some officials there, and some others that kind of laughed at them, despised them. You know, if you start out to do a good work, if you start out to build something for the Lord, there's going to be some naysayers. There's going to be some people that's going to come against you. There's going to be some people that's going to talk against you and not want you to succeed. But you can't let that stop you. You have to keep going. And here in the last of chapter 2, it says, "So I answered them, said to them, the God of heaven himself will prosper us. Therefore we, his servants, will arise and build. But you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem." Now, too many times, I think a lot of Christians, they want to sit back and they say, "Okay, well, if God wants this done, you know, God will do it. God will take care of it." But they kind of forget that God put us here on the earth and gave us authority here in the earth and set us to work. And God wants to work with us, wants to work through us. And so when God finds people that will go to work, then God's going to bless them, and God's going to help them accomplish the things that that need to be done. Yeah, here in chapter 3, it gets in and talks about them rebuilding the wall. And we find that everyone there in Jerusalem would get involved. And, you know, there's a lot of walls that that we need to rebuild. If you think about it, you know, let's just think in our country itself for just a little bit. you know, there's a lot of walls that have been torn down that need to be rebuilt. How about the wall of truth? You know, of course, the truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The Word. How many people have sort of bent the truth? You know, don't want to really to adhere to the truth. We'll say bastardize the truth. You know, they want to make it into something that it's really not. You know, are we standing up for the truth? Are we standing up for the Word? We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us as we change the world.
Welcome back to Truth Talk. Yeah, we're talking about walls. You know, the walls around Jerusalem had been torn down. And, you know, it was upon Nehemiah's heart to go and rebuild these walls. And they do it in a miraculously short amount of time. I think I saw where it's completed in just 52 days. So, you know, less than 2 months, all the walls are completed here. So it's a great accomplishment. But, you know, the people of God can achieve great things quickly if we'll put our hand to work. You know, we was talking about truth when we left, and the word is truth. In John 17:17, it says, sanctify them by the truth, and your word is truth. You know, God's word is protection. There in Psalms 91:4, it says, His truth is our shield and buckler. You know, a shield is used to protect the front. A buckler is used to protect the back. And so we sort of have this circle of protection with God's word, the truth. But do we stand on the truth? Do we go back to the truth? You know, there's too many people today that, and we see it happening in churches. You know, the word is true. The word is right there for us all to see. But they don't like the truth. They don't like certain aspects of it. And so they want to change it. Well, you know, we like it, but we're going to leave this part out. Well, tough. We can't leave out certain things that we don't like. We have to take it all. You know, it's for the medicine to work, we have to take all of it, just as it is. You know, we have to stand on the word. We have to be rooted and grounded. You know, if you're rooted and grounded in what is really the truth, then it's unshakable. It's unmovable. You know, there's too many people today, you know, that, well, just think in the world, okay? We got all kinds of confusion because they don't know the truth. There's sexual confusion. There's gender confusion. You know, there's confusion over this. There's confusion over that. Well, if you know the truth, I think the word tells us that who the author of confusion is. And it's not God. You know, it's the old devil. And so if you're confused about things, it's the devil. You know, you're siding with the devil. You're listening to him and what he's got to say instead of listening to the word of God. You know, if you're in fear, you know, the Bible is very specific about fear. We have to tear down those walls of fear. You know, if fear is not that secret place, you know, we all have that secret place that we can enter into of peace and rest, but fear is not that. Yeah, we need to keep walls of the word up to protect us, to separate us. You know, walls will separate you. So truth will separate us from evil. You know, getting back into chapter 3 of Nehemiah, he talks about, you know, rebuilding the wall. And here it talked about that the high priest rose up with his brethren, and the priest built the sheep gates. They consecrated it. They hung its doors. They built it as far as the Tower of the Hundred. They consecrated it, and then they built on over to another tower. And then another group jumped in. You know, the men of Jericho started building. And next to them, Zechariah, you know, jumped in, and they started building. And then it talks about, you know, others jumped in. And, you know, they laid beams and hung doors and you know, bolts and bars. And then it talks about another group getting involved. Mechullam made repairs. And then others made repairs. Next, Zadok, you know, made repairs. Yeah, and then, you know, the whole chapter just goes on, and it's mentioning this person, that mentions that person, that mentions this other person, and that mentions this other person. And so what's going on here, people there in Jerusalem, they're repairing the wall that's right there in front of them. It's right there at their home place, okay? Nehemiah had to travel about 100 miles. You know, he had to journey to Jerusalem to start work and rebuilding this wall. But he got everyone involved and to start rebuilding the wall right there where they're at. You know, there's a message to that. You know, we all need to be involved in rebuilding the wall. You know, it goes on and on and on. You know, the Levites rebuilt a part, and you know, other groups rebuilt, and other groups rebuilt. It says on over in verse 28, it says, each in front of his own house. You know, are you rebuilding the gate? Are you rebuilding the wall in front of your own house? Are you rebuilding those walls for yourself? Are you rebuilding the walls in your city, you know, as well as our nation? You know, chapter 4 talked about the walls defending against enemies, and how that, you know, once again, some of those guys hearing about the wall being rebuilt and not liking it. And, you know, trying to mess it up. But, you know, in chapter 4, verse 6, a very important verse here, it says the people had a mind to work. You know, do we Christians have a mind to work to rebuild those spiritual walls that have been torn down? Do we have that mind to work? You know, on down there in verse 14, it says, I looked and arose, and he, you know, he's talking to these different people and says, he spoke to the people, do not be afraid of them, you know, these people that's coming against us. But remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren. You know, fight for your sons, for your daughters, for your wives, and your house. Yeah, we're in a spiritual warfare. And you're not just fighting for yourself. You're fighting for your family, you know, your sons, daughters, your wives, you know, your future generations. You know, we have to rebuild those walls. Let's rebuild that wall of truth in America. You know, let's stand on the truth. You know, so many times anymore, people don't want to hear the truth. You know, and you know they want to change the truth. They want to, you know, they're offended by the truth. Well, yeah, the truth can offend people because we have to take a hard look. That's okay to be offended. It's okay to be offended if the word is offending you. That's a good thing. So you can change and do what's right. You know, another wall that we've sort of torn down a little bit, angels. Psalms 91:11 says, He will give the angels charge over you. You know, you got guardian angels. You know, we sort of talk about that with kids. Oh, yeah, they got a little guardian angel protecting them when they're a little baby. You need that guardian angel when you're grown, too. You know, we're supposed to charge the angels to go to help us do the will of God. You know, we're supposed to charge the angels to go do battle for us. Are you setting your angels to work? You know, are you letting your angels, you know, fight for you? Or are you handcuffing them there? Yeah, we need to speak things into existence. You know, we need to speak God's word. You know, remind ourselves. Yeah, we've torn down a lot of those walls. We need to remind ourselves. You know, when you think you can't do something, somebody is coming against you and running you down. Say, you know, you have to reject that and say, no, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You know, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. You know, sickness and disease, you know, by his blood, you know, we are healed. We have to come against those things. You know, we've let our walls be tore down. We need to build up those walls of protection around about us. You know, angels are here at our service to carry out God's will, you know, to protect us from harm and from danger. You know, let's don't neglect. You know, we've let our spiritual walls come down a lot because we've neglected our relationship with God. And those walls have been broken. Proverbs 25:28 says, He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that's broken down without walls. You know, do you have some rule over your own spirit? You know, are you working with God? Are you letting God work with you? You know, on over in we'll jump on over in Nehemiah 6:15. It says, So the wall was finished. And when all, and 16 says, When all the enemies heard of it, and all the nations around us saw these things, they were very disheartened in their own eyes. For they perceived that this work was done by our God. Yeah, think about that. Now, when you build up your spiritual walls, you individually, us corporately for our nation, for our city, when we do those things, it bugs our enemy. You know, they know that they're whipped. You know, they can see, you know, the great things that God has done in our lives. So until next time, this is your host, Larry Bryant, with Truth Talk. Thank you.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us as we change the world.